This is Liania. I wanted to do a recording this morning. I've never really done anything that is my own work. At least I haven't recorded it and put it out there for you all yet. And yes, this is a bit on the fly, so cross your fingers I don't completely trip over myself. I couldn't avoid his gaze. His gaze was captivating, slightly frightening if you ask, but there was nowhere to run anyways, and even if there was, he kept coming back for some reason. I didn't know why at first, and it wasn't like there was anyone else to talk to. It was just the two of us in that little white room. It was a strange room. No doors, no windows, no seats, nothing, just the two of us. He would say these things. He would tell me these things. And I didn't know how to respond to him at first. They were quite audacious. Quite titillating. But I was frightened. He had this grin on his face. It spoke of the naughtiest things he wanted to do. He wanted to do them to me. And I was frightened by it. I'm easily frightened by it. I guess I'm a chicken in that way. You tell me a few pretty compliments, and I want to run for the hills. I've learned not to trust, not to touch, not to reach out. It's easier to hide. I've been hurt. What am I supposed to do? Then he opened his mouth and said the magic words. I command you. And suddenly, it's like they flipped the switch in the room. And I wanted to please him. I felt dirty. Felt naughty. But I wanted to sink to my knees and wrap my mouth around his cock, licking it from tip to base, swirling my head around and around, before sucking hard, begging him to grab my hair and pull it. Yeah. I guess that's just me. I guess that's just what gets me. And he knew it all along. He teased me with that grin about it. How he knew, I didn't know. Well, maybe I did. But that was half the fun of it, wasn't it?